right, welcome back here to the Boomers Coaches Show. We roll on with the girls soccer players now joining me. It's the sophomores Ava Long and Avery Edwards. How you doing, girls?
Doing pretty good.
You guys are regulars, so this is just a breeze to you. You should just be my co-host at this point because you guys are on so much. But, you know, congratulations on winning your last five games.
Thank you.
Or matches. Thanks. Heading into the district championship game against Clinton tomorrow. You had a slow start this season. Ava, I'm going to let you take this one off. Avery, you can take it after this. What has been the turnaround, in your opinion, with this team? Because you got that slow start out of the gate.
I feel like ever since, like, we started playing more together and finally, like, realizing how we play with each other and realize what people need and what they don't need during a game helps a lot.
What about you, Avery?
Yeah, I would have to agree. We just needed to get used to each other since a lot of us came in from basketball. And we just needed to, like, be a team more in the beginning.
And you guys being basketball players as well, describe what that transition is like from basketball to soccer. It's brutal.
The attitude is you have to, like, learn how to control better whenever you're in basketball and whenever you're not in, like, soccer.
And you said you're more aggressive in soccer, so.
Very.
What about you?
I just am out of shape. Like, the basketball in shape, and then you have to get in soccer.
You're
in shape.
Out of shape. Well, I don't want to hear it. You are not out of shape. But it's a different vibe, you know, because you're constantly running in soccer as opposed to basketball. You may have some lulls where you're playing defense where you're not actually running, you know, up and down the pitch.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Northwest Klassen. You received a forfeit about an hour before the game. You didn't know you were going to get a forfeit, and that was senior night. So describe what that night felt like. As you had two Boomer squads basically just kind of split up and play each other that night. And for the seniors, how weird was that for them?
I don't know. But, like, to hear that they forfeited against us makes us feel pretty powerful to, like, know, like, hey, we're good enough that you forfeit against us.
Like, they didn't want any
piece of
you.
They didn't want the smoke.
Now, do you guys play in that game? I know there's two teams. They split up and they let the youngsters kind of go at it, but...
We didn't really play much. We just kind of played for a little bit, and then she had us take our suits off and kind of watch.
How weird was it for the seniors not to have really a senior night?
I feel like they just kind of rolled with the punch. You know, they took what the best they could have done and made it into, like, a good senior night, even though we didn't get to, like, traditionally play against a team.
And the good thing about that night, too, Ava, was... You know, the starters didn't play much, like you said, you alluded to, but that actually gave the younger ones some opportunities to get out there and maybe showcase what they can do in front of a home crowd.
Yeah, I will say our middle school has gotten a lot better since whenever they started their season, and they've gotten a lot stronger.
Well, let's talk about Elgin. You guys defeated Elgin, I think, 5-1 Friday.
Yes.
You had two goals. Avery had three goals, so she beat you in the goal category.
Yeah,
but
she did.
That's still impressive that all five goals came from both of you. So let's talk about that game. You know, what were your takeaways from the game overall with the team and how they played? And then also I want you to kind of both describe how it is playing on a very nice field or pitch, artificial surface that Elgin has.
Well, I will say about the game, it started very, very slow. And, like, we weren't focused, and our defensive line kind of lost their brains while they were at it, too. But once second half came around, we moved Avery up top, and she went to work, and we got it done. And the field, though, was it's so pretty, and it's very smooth, and it's nice to run on, and it's not, like, I don't know. You don't have to worry about, like, a big dome on the field where the ball just kind of rolls off if you come to the top of it.
And that's a big thing with soccer. You want an even surface.
Yeah.
You have a true bounce. And what was your takeaways from that game, Avery?
Yeah, I'd have to agree. Like, we did start off, like, a little slow. But then second half, we just came back and we played like a true team we were. And we tacked five in. And, yeah, the field was, like, it was really good. The field was, like, it was bright. It wasn't, like, dull. And it wasn't patchy. Like, it was great.
I kind of want to get a feel of an AstroTurf field or an Astro play field. It's not really AstroTurf. It's a turf field, but it's the kind that it's a synthetic twist, I think, on a field. But, you know, obviously you tackle in soccer, and a lot of people that are not proponents of that field, they're like, well, they cause more injuries. Let's get your take, because you guys are tackling on that surface. What does it feel like?
If you're – it's – not as bad as whenever you're on like a dry hard surface, because one, if you do like a turf, it's just like hot, but like whenever you do it on a rough surface, your whole entire leg to your top of your butt is completely rubbed raw and you're bleeding, and that hurts a lot. But like whenever you're on turf and it's like that kind of softer turf, it's not that bad.
And like honestly, you don't really think about the burn or like the scratch like during the game, because obviously you have a game still to play. It's just like an after effect. You're like, oh yeah, I got a turf burn or I got grass burn. But definitely I would have to say grass is way worse, because then you got like grass and like dirt stuck in your skin, and it's just uncomfortable.
So for those people out there that are opposing, you know, getting a bond passed with just like that's only 15% of the bond, you guys would be for having an artificial turf.
Oh yeah.
There you go. You heard it now. I had to get my jab in there. Anyways, let's Ava, describe the confidence level of this team right now.
Very high. There's a lot more confidence now than at the beginning of this season, because whenever we started playing, we did play a bunch of like 6A teams, and that was hard. I mean, we played hard against them, and we didn't lose as bad as you would think. But then as soon as you get to like your district play and you realize like, wow, we can actually beat these teams and play hard and we can score, it helps a lot.
I think Avery's got some fans in the crowd. She's pointing out some people.
Yes,
next question for you. What makes Clinton so tough to match up with tomorrow night? It's going to be a tough ballgame.
Just they're a good like club team, or they're a good team, and they're going to be very aggressive, and sometimes our team has trouble being aggressive.
Well, I know the one across from me is not, that she has no trouble, and you don't have any trouble either being aggressive. Seeing you're on the basketball court too, Miss Thing, but let's talk about, you got the district title game tomorrow against Clinton. What are the keys going to be to getting a win on the match and winning the district title? And then also I want to ask you, you said, you know, you have some friends sometimes when you play basketball and you kind of talk some smack. Do you have some friends that play soccer at Clinton? Are you talking some smack this week?
Not at Clinton, but like almost every other team I do have at least a couple people I know and we'll talk to. Like during Chickasha game, me and number 11, all the whole time we were just talking and talking.
What's the keys going to be to tomorrow's match?
Keeping our heads on our bodies and just kind of being aware of everything and just playing the game that we know how to play and not try to do stuff that we don't normally do.
Well, girls, it's going to be a good one tomorrow. I'm excited about calling it on the radio, first time this year, much less a district title on the line. And appreciate you guys joining me, and good luck tomorrow.
Oh, thank you.
That was Ava Long and Avery Edwards. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk to the head coach herself. That's Amy Province. You're listening to the Boomers Coaches Show on Z92. Welcome back here to the Boomers Coaches Show at Long Shots Bar and Grill, downtown Woodward. I got to get that out before I do a whole two matches tomorrow. And joining me now is the head coach of the Boomers girls team, is Amy Province. Welcome back. And safe to say that your team is playing with a lot of energy and confidence right now when it matters the most. Let's recap the games with Northwest Classen that you had the forfeit. Mm-hmm. That was kind of unexpected with you. But also talk about the game at Elgin last Friday, too.
Okay, the Northwest Classen, that was unfortunate. Or it was Classen SAS.
Yeah,
it was unfortunate for our seniors. They didn't want to come out. The girls didn't. So the match, it was a practice match, so it wasn't a true game. I think really to tomorrow night will be more meaningful to our seniors, because it is our last district game.
Mm-hmm.
But then that was just a practice match, and I got a lot of my JV girls, because every team we've gone to, they've canceled JV also.
Oh no.
So hopefully our girls get to, JV girls get to play again tomorrow at 3:30. So hopefully they don't cancel. Elgin, it was a good game. We came out sluggish, but then within 19 seconds we tucked one in the second half, and then it just went. We just kept going. So.
Do you think soccer is like other sports? You came out sluggish. Elgin's not a very good team. You came out. Did you play down to maybe their level?
I think we did. We typically do that. We don't have a very good first half usually. We're more of a second half team, which tomorrow night we can't do that.
No.
We've got to come out from the get-go. And these girls don't want to lose. That's this is a good group. They will play as hard as they can for the last 40 minutes, and tomorrow they will play 80 minutes. That's one good thing about them. They don't want to lose. They don't want to tie. So it'll be a good game tomorrow.
What do you think the turnaround for your season has been with that slow start out of the gates? And like I said, you're playing your best soccer when it matters the most. What do you think the turnaround reason is?
We just started clicking. At the beginning of the season, we got those basketball girls, and basketball and soccer is different shape. And from going one sport and not having a rest time, coming in, they got injured quick.
Yeah.
So that hurt us with Bethany, Enid, and we were playing two games. Every other day we were playing a game, so we didn't have rest time. I think spring break helped us. We got to rest, we came back, and then we started district play. And they knew that's what it matters, district play. So, and here we are, 6-0 right now.
Yeah, you are. And what would you say the identity of this team is right now?
They're a family. They win together, play together. So, yeah.
And you got Clinton coming in, a rival.
Mm-hmm.
But then you add on top of that, it's a district title game tomorrow. Let's talk about Clinton. What do we know about Coach Jefferson's team? We know they're 11-2, but what else do you know about them? What will be the keys to getting that win in the match tomorrow?
They're good. They're going to be aggressive. They're fast. Our back line is going to have to be strong and keep their girls in front of them. And when we get one through their back line, we've got to give everything we've got to get it in. That's one thing we are slow about in the first half. Once we get a through ball, our forwards struggle getting there. So we've made some changes to that. So hopefully tomorrow, once Ava or Avery or Carly, any of our core center girls send one through, our top is quick enough to get through. But that will be a key, is to have our defense has to play, come ready to play.
Well, then another key that, you know, the girls had mentioned, they're concerned with the speed of Clinton getting behind the defense of the Boomers.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to defend against that?
That's like I said just a minute ago, keeping them in front.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked a lot to our defense about not jabbing at the ball. If we keep them in front and contain them and make them turn, make them mess up, that's going to help us a lot. If we have to, we pull our core middle to the back. I don't want to until, like, we get a goal. But that's going to be – we're going to have to play smart and not make silly mistakes.
Let's talk about the postseason with soccer. I'm not familiar with it, so I wanted to ask you, how does that work? Is it a regional? Is it double elimination? Is it single elimination? How does that all that work?
It's single elimination. They take the top four teams in your district, and then you have first round, second round, and then semifinals, and then state. So four games. So technically we have two more for sure, and we keep saying we're going all the way. So we've got five more games.
And when we win tomorrow,
yes,
we would host, correct?
Yes. And if we get second place, we host also.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any idea what scenarios could come up? What teams are in the mix?
It would probably be either in Bethany's district. So probably Hera or Medill. Sorry. And they actually play tomorrow, I believe, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've already had your senior night, sort of, kind of with class and SAS, but I want to give you the opportunity to talk about your senior class, because tomorrow is the de facto senior night, because it's last regular season. Talk about that senior class, what they meant to Boomer soccer.
This senior class, they are a great group of girls. Hardworking. They are a lot of fun. I've got two that start for us, Peyton Cook and Saida Villegas. And then one, Lydia Zabata, she comes off the bench as a wing. And then Abby Latall, Abby and Avery Williams and Abby Latall, they came out this year for the first time. I've tried getting Avery to come out since her freshman year, and she has not wanted to. Avery Williams has helped us a lot. She's very fast. She's on our back line. Abby is not as fast, but her footwork is very good, and she understands the game. They're a great group. We will miss them a lot.
Yeah, they've instilled a lot of leadership qualities into the next class as well, and we've seen that with the sophomores too, Ava and Avery. Talk about your JV class too. They were mentioning that the JV class is getting better, as well as the middle school teams.
Yes.
They've really made some strides. Just kind of talk about those two teams real quick.
Our JV team, we've put a lot of work, because we have some girls on our JV that have played forever, and we have some girls that it's their first year to ever play. Mm-hmm. They come out every day, and they practice with the varsity. They run, they work out, they do everything. And you can tell a huge difference in their footwork from now, from the beginning of the season to now. It's great. Mm-hmm. And then our eighth graders coming up, they're just as good. So they will help and improve. It's our next few years are going to be pretty solid.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you coming on once again. Good luck tomorrow. Big contest tomorrow, and we'll be there to call it.
All right, thank you.
That was the head coach of the girls' soccer team. That was Amy Province. And we're going to take another break. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk to the Boomer guys soccer team members. That is the center back, Caleb Hensel, the senior, and the junior striker, midfielder, Jackson Heckert. You're listening to the Boomer's Coaches Show on Z92.